We've been discussing a report that came out that has actually told us that we're less inclusive of children on the spectrum, of children with autism, than we thought we were. We thought maybe we were improving in this area, and in particular in mainstream schools as well. This text, Rochelle, I'm a parent of three children on the autism spectrum. We live in a regional town, so no autism-specific schools are available. Two out of our three kids are just above special school cutoff at 70 IQ. We have no option but mainstream school. We have chosen private as our closest state school, only has 38 kids and doesn't have the resources to support our needs. It's a catch-22, and we're certainly discovering that. Nicole Rogerson is the CEO of Autism Awareness Australia. Nicole, I think many of us are disappointed in these findings. We thought that we were making headway. We thought that as a society within our schools and our communities that we were being more inclusive. And in actual fact, it's the opposite. Are you surprised?
Yeah, look, I have to say I'm disappointed too. I'm probably not surprised, but I am quietly disappointed, I guess. You know, I speak also as the parent of a 23-year-old with autism, and I can certainly speak to what it was like in the early 2000s. What disappoints me is 20 years later, we're not doing that much better.
So where is it breaking down?
Yeah, look, I think I'll be to take one point that you said earlier. You said we're not as inclusive as we thought we would be. I don't think that's true. I think we've done a hell of a lot of work in the last 20 years about autism awareness, and I think a lot more people understand it. They might be confused by the spectrum nature of it, but I think society has got a lot better. I think the education system, however, has not, and that's really where I'm going to lay the blame here. I think what we do is if you spoke to any education department or any education minister around Australia this afternoon, they would say to you, we absolutely believe in inclusion. It's the very cornerstone of our education policy, and we believe it and we want these kids in our school. But the reality is when parents turn up at the front door of those schools, they often get a very different reception.
So what needs to change?
Well, you know, it's always leadership at the top. It absolutely has to be leadership at the top of education systems that say, are we going to, you know, talk the talk of inclusion or actually walk the walk? You know, what are we going to do? We can't keep building these specialist schools and filling them with kids and expecting a different result. Now, for some families who are listening this afternoon, it's absolutely their choice to send their children to special schools, and their children may have autism to the level that they feel that's appropriate and that's the safest place, and no one is judging those families. It's absolutely a choice to make. But it's every child's right in Victoria and any other state in this country to have access to education with the rest of their community. We know it works for kids with autism. We know it works for the kids in their classroom. It's better because guess what? Life is inclusive. You're always going to come across people that are a little bit different, so it might as well start at school.
But how do we make that happen? I think all of us agree with that, but it's just not happening. We're hearing so many reports now saying that my child is just told to go out and play because they're too disruptive. This that says, Rish, it sounds bad to say, but my child sits next to a child that has autism and is so distracted that my child is now 6 months behind the rest of the class. You know, we're hearing from teachers that are saying, I can't do this.
It's absolutely valid. And all of those reasons are the reasons it doesn't work. If you're going to set up a system that allows autistic children, and by the way, autistic children haven't cornered the market on being disruptive in class. There's plenty of those. But if you're setting up a system where a teacher gets 28 kids and then the 29th is a child with a moderate form of autism who doesn't have the behavioural support or the educational support in the classroom, it's never going to work. It's not the teacher's fault. It's not the rest of the 28 kids' fault. It's not the child with autism's fault. But you can see how systemically, it was never set up for success. So really the person that should be answering your questions this afternoon is the Victorian Education Minister, and they really need to look at the stats that they know how they're doing. They should look at this report and hang their head in shame.
So what needs to be set up? Is it about more funding for teachers? Is it about one-on-one aids? Is it about more facilities? What actual changes need to occur?
The answer is a little bit of all of that, because remember, autism is a spectrum disorder. So you're going to find some kids who have really above average IQs but are going to struggle in a social setting. So they might need less support, but they have to really be thought about, whereas you might need some children with behavioural supports. What we know is if when we implement really good supports, they don't have to be there forever. Oftentimes kids with autism just might not understand what the rules of the road are within the classroom setting, but once pointed in the right direction and given the right level of support, we know we often can pull that back. So it's a systemic change where we have to say, It's actual fact. If you took the label autism away from it, I'm sure lots of your listeners know that with any classroom across Australia, different kids learn differently in different ways. If we could be more in tune to that and see what each individual child needs, but it really needs leadership from the top. You could never ask one school or one teacher to be able to perform this act. It has to be a national education guidelines across the country that help schools know how to better include these kids. Because putting them in a special school ain't going to help, because guess what? They're going to turn 18 and they're going to come out and of school, and then we're going to have to work out what we're going to do with them then. And surely the Productivity Commission behind the NDIS showed us that we should be doing better for the long term health of these children and Australia.
Nicole Rogerson is with you, the CEO of Autism Awareness Australia. 1300 222 774. Texts are coming in as well. Rochelle, it's interesting that schools can use the excuse of not having the resources to engage with students with needs, yet they find the resources and the energy to buy sporting and creative art stadiums to benefit just a few, says Andrew. Nicole, we spoke with the principal from Port Melbourne earlier, and we've heard throughout the morning with Raphael Epstein as well, that it really does come down to school by school. We hear positive, wonderful, inclusive stories, and then I heard a gut-wrenching story this morning where a child and a parent were pretty much pushed out of the school and overheard the principal say, oh, thank God we got rid of them.
Yeah.
So there just it feels like there's no governance and regularity.
100%. And I guess that's where I come back to saying systemic. We know that we've moved towards an education system that allows principals to actually be sheriffs of their own domain. Schools are allowed to make decisions locally, local decisions, local schools. But in actual fact, that ends up meaning some principals have the understanding, education and capacity to understand how to implement these things and do it well, and others don't. And I 100% understand what it's like to be those parents where the principal's nodding at you that we want your child, but every part of their body language is crossing their arms to say, do you think this is the right setting for them? Sending you every message that they don't want your child. Imagine what that does to the child. Imagine what that does to the family. But what I'm saying is there's a kick on to the rest of that community, and it is unhealthy.